Read 180 presents When Zachary Beaver Came to Town by Kimberly Willis Holt. Before we get started, let me tell you a little about this book. When Zachary Beaver Came to Town is a work of realistic fiction. In other words, it's a made-up story, but it's told as if it really happened. The narrator, that's the person telling the story, is a boy named Toby Wilson. Another important character is Cal McKnight. He's Toby's best friend. The story takes place the summer of 1971 in a sleepy Texas farm town called Antler. It's an out-of-the-way place, populated with some pretty strange and interesting characters, where everybody knows everybody else's business. But to hear Toby tell it, nothing exciting ever happens in Antler. So it causes quite a stir when a trailer with supposedly the fattest boy in the world inside pulls into the Dairy Maid parking lot. The arrival of Zachary Beaver, the boy in the trailer, comes at a tough time in Toby's life. His family is going through a major change. He misses his friend Cal's older brother, who's fighting overseas in the Vietnam War, and he's trying to impress the girl of his dreams while his voice is cracking. Toby spends the summer trying to deal with all these challenges. Along the way, he and Cal discover that Zachary is a lot more than a sideshow freak. Now, let me turn you over to your reading coach, Jared.
Hi, this is Jared, and I'll be reading When Zachary Beaver Came to Town with you. I'll be popping in from time to time to make sure we don't miss anything important. I'll also show you some of the strategies I use to figure out confusing parts of the book and the meanings of words I don't know. When you hear this sound, it means I'm about to talk about what we just read. Remember to read along in your book as you listen. Okay, let's get started. Turn to chapter 1 on page 3.
When Zachary Beaver Came to Town by Kimberly Willis Holt. Chapter 1. Nothing ever happens in Antler, Texas. Nothing much at all. Until this afternoon, when an old blue Thunderbird pulls a trailer decorated with Christmas lights into the Dairy Maid parking lot. The red words painted on the trailer cause quite a buzz around town, and before an hour is up, half of Antler is standing in line with $2 clutched in hand to see the fattest boy in the world. Since it's too late in the summer for firecrackers and too early for the Ladybug Waltz, Cal and I join Miss Murdy May and the First Baptist Quilting Bee at the back of the line. Miss Murdy May wears a wide-brimmed straw hat. She claims that she's never exposed her skin to sun. Even so, wrinkles fold into her face like an unironed shirt. She takes her job as town historian and librarian.